Exclusive: Biden's border operates as DMV for Ukrainians, bringing hundreds to U.S. every day. By John Binder on April 23, 2022. San Diego, California, the United States-Mexico border, under President Joe Biden's direction, is currently operating like a DMV for Ukrainians. A source told Breitbart News, as hundreds are paroled into the U.S. interior on a daily basis. Since mid-March, after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the San Ysidro port of entry in San Diego, California, has processed at least 17,000 Ukrainians and sent them on their way into the U.S. interior via one-year parole and potentially more immigration benefits. The daily process, described to Breitbart News as similar to that of a DMV, starts with Ukrainians flying into Tijuana, Mexico. Then, about 700 to 800 Ukrainians enter the U.S. interior every day through the San Ysidro port of entry, where they are screened by Customs and Border Protection, CBP, agents and released within a half hour with parole. Ukrainians are immediately met with food, necessities, and more from non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that have stationed themselves right outside the San Ysidro port of entry. One source told Breitbart News the process is indicative of the way in which the world's migrants see the U.S.-Mexico border, one where a person's odds of being released into the U.S. interior are incredibly high if they show up at a port of entry along the southern border. It is the reason that sources told Breitbart News they are increasingly seeing border crossers and illegal aliens turn themselves into Border Patrol agents rather than trying to evade them. One source said about 90% of those crossing in San Diego are turning themselves in, primarily because they expect to be released into the U.S. interior. The Ukrainian release operation comes as Biden has opened a special immigration process just for Ukrainians whereby they can apply for parole into the U.S. while overseas. Experts say parole was never intended to be used the way the Biden administration is using it. While the idea of helping people whose country was invaded by a malevolent expansionist neighbor is entirely uncontroversial, parole was never meant to be used to ignore immigration caps that Congress established in order to move hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals into the United States. R.J. Hallman with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, told Breitbart News. The fact is this: Ukrainians are already being properly assisted in the region, and there are plenty of ways for us to assist with monetary and food aid to ease the suffering, maintain stability, and ensure that they can easily return home once the conflict subsides, he said. Likewise, last month, Biden announced that the administration would extend the quasi-amnesty program known as Temporary Protected Status, TPS, to about 75,000 Ukrainians already living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.